Praise his name. Good to be a Christian tonight. Good to be in his house. Refuge from a place of darkness, but we still got light.
Amen.
And what the devil will tell you, that there's no more God around. As long as I'm here, at least. Hopefully you believe the same for you, but as long as I'm here, the Spirit of God's still here, because me and the Spirit are one.
Amen.
And anyone that believes him and receives him is the same. Open up our Bibles tonight. 1 John chapter 5. Started school back up today, so good times. About to get to the old mission field there.
Right.
I think they hired me to teach math. They don't know what they got into. I want to share this. I heard from Brother Alexander that he is soon heading for the Ivory Coast. As far as the exact dates over there in Africa, to me, I didn't know that that's the name of a country, Ivory Coast or something, or I thought it was just a term for it, but I found out that's actually the place. But he's going over there to do missions work, and he had asked if we had any cards to give. He'd like to give those to ministers that are over there, but I think it means a little bit more than just, hey, here's my buddy. I think it should be, we supported him going over there. Does everybody understand that? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Here's cards just because I like this guy. No, it should be, here's the cards of the churches that supported me coming over here because they care about these saints.
That's right.
Okay, so I do want to give him a love offering. We're going to give Brother Ernie a love offering here again soon. I let brothers know. Let me know what God will be able to do with this. Because I think that's all people need.
Amen.
They don't mind giving as long as they say, hey, here's some evidence. You know, we went through, able to do this. We were able to get that. And it's all worth it, right? It's another thing just to drop it in the bucket and say, well, I don't know where that went.
Right.
And I trust the brothers that we give it to. I believe Brother Ray's sending Brother Alexander, and as far as expenses and things of that sort, I believe they've got that, but I'd like to give a little bit just in case something comes up. If there's a need when they get over there, you can supply that. And more than anything, I just love God's people, no matter where they are. Especially when you look at how blessed we are over here.
Yes, true.
You know, I even told some of my students that today complained about, oh, I'm so hungry. But you don't even know what hunger is. You look around, and I think most of all of us, getting this meal or two,
right.
I think we'd still be here. I don't think we'd pass away. Some of you might last in a famine longer than others.
Right.
But the point being is we're blessed. And that's okay as long as we use it for God's glory. Not for our own pride and selfishness and things of that sort, you know.
Right.
I believe that's mainly why most people don't get blessed like they should be. It's because what are they going to do with it?
Right.
I'm not saying you ain't saved, and we'll get to that tonight. I'm just saying that your level of blessing is what God can trust to your responsibility. That's how much you'll be blessed.
Amen.
You'll get a whole bunch as long as you keep pushing it right on through.
Amen.
It'll keep coming. That's the faith, right?
Amen.
Preaching a different subject right now, but remember Elijah? And the widow woman.
Yes.
Every day, as long as she kept giving it.
Amen.
And believing, it kept refilling.
That's right.
Same in your experience.
Amen.
You might think, well, if I do this, I'm gonna run out. And I can't. I gotta. No. You just give and give and give and believe
right.
and believe and believe.
Amen.
It'll be there in the morning.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
This is the word. This isn't just a doctrine or something. This isn't just some head knowledge. This is a living being.
Amen.
And he's eternal. Never starts, never ends, will always. So praise the Lord. Keep that in prayer as well. Pray for Brother Alexander over there and Brother Ernie and all the other needs. I actually know of Sister Hannah down there. Visited a few times. It's been maybe 6 or 7 years. Yeah, those girls are maybe good children's age, probably somewhere in there. But they got another boy. He's a little bit younger than I am, but not much. He's probably 24 or something around there. And I think many times Brother Branham and how to lose a wife and a child like that, it shows the predestination of God, because remember he was laying there and almost give up, but what happened? Someone on the inside said, though he slay me, yet I trust him. The only thing, the only way you can do that is to have representation.
Amen.
That's exactly right. So keep them in prayer. Keep think of them. If you might not know them, that's fine, but just imagine if Mama left when you were a teenager. What's it feel like? So, remember that. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. If any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. You say amen.
Amen.
I do not say that he shall pray for it. It's not very popular, but that's the scripture nonetheless. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth with us. A sin unto death. That's probably the likely picture. A sin unto death. Let's bow our heads together. If you have a need as we approach the Word, we'd like to lift up to the Lord. Knowing the need is the Word is a great provider of our needs. I bless each hand. God knows your heart. Pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing every soul that's here tonight. More than anything, Lord, we invite you here. You said where two or three would gather together, you'd be in the midst of us, Lord, and I believe I'm in a group of people that believe that. I pray that each one of their eyes will be open, Lord, and our hearts will be attentive to what you have to tell us, Lord. May the Word hit deep and home, and may any unbelief that's tried to creep into our lives, Lord, or if there's a sinner still here, may they recognize themselves lost and find grace tonight, Lord. If there's a soul here that hasn't received the Holy Ghost, hasn't received power from on high, we pray, Lord, that the Word, that you'd be able to come and erase the doubt, erase the confusion, and may they receive that Holy Spirit from the power of God. Grant to each one that's here, if there's anyone sick in body, I pray that you can heal in this service. We pray, Lord, for the needs that were brought before earlier. It just burns our hearts, Lord, to see how wicked this world's getting, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you're still with us and you still hear us. Meet each request, we pray. Be with us, we ask. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. 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 Be seated. We've been having pretty good services here the last few times.
Amen.
And been real rejoicing in the Word and having a good time, and I believe in that. But I tried to warn you before we got here that I'm going to have to hit this scripture tonight. And I do feel very led to go this route, because it's time that we know what we believe.
Right.
And not just, and that's a little bit of an understatement. Most people can say what they believe, but that's not really what I'm here to tell you tonight. I'm here to tell you who we believe.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you that anything contrary to this person is only one thing, and that's Antichrist.
Amen.
There's no middle ground. You are either of Christ,
that's
or you are
right.
of the Antichrist.
Amen.
There's no middle ground for that. When you get to heaven, I understand that there's a kingdom, that there's the bride, and there's the church, and things of that sort. But that whole group of people will love the presence of God. They will love the things of God. There's just an economy of God. Is that okay?
Amen.
But if you turn down the Word, it's more fearful than what most people think.
Right.
If I told you that a man in this church cheated on his wife and ran out and murdered a man and stole, you'd say, oh my, that brother, he's done. You heard somebody that came in and snuck around when Brother Andrew wasn't watching and took the money out of the offering, you think, oh man, that brother's done. It got quiet, it got real quick, because we judge not according to the
That's
Word,
right.
we judge by our feelings.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
If the brother crosses me, I tell you right now, he's not making it. The same brother do something to another guy and say, oh, it's okay, brother. Come on, pat him on the back. It's okay. Remember, God. Oh, yeah, okay, you old little hypocrite.
That's
if you
right.
can't handle it for yourself, don't be putting it on nobody else.
That's
the
right.
Word says, don't judge lest you be judged, because Amen. However you judge, it's going to come right back around.
Amen.
And that's why I said the only thing I want to judge a man by is by the blood of Christ,
Amen.
If he's either in it or not, because that's how
yes.
I want to be judged. And you might think, oh, Brother Andrew, do you know where you stand? Yes, I do, because I've been given a witness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost that tells me I've crossed from death unto life. I'm behind the blood.
Amen.
And you'll never be a successful Christian until you just accept that, apply it, believe it, act upon it, and live in there. If a man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, I'm going to tell you this right now. Everything I just said, adultery, murder, envyings, evil speaking, and things of that sort. All of that is a sin I can pray for.
Amen.
It's something I can entreat God and say, God, have mercy. This brother doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
Trusting the ignorance of his heart. He's just got a wrong spirit on him. God, can you do something to save this man? But there's a group of people I cannot pray for. Not a very popular statement. But John the Apostle, that great disciple of love.
Right.
That's all we ever get in the denominations, isn't it? That's all we ever get in most pat you on the back kind of religions. Is John, oh my, you know, you are God, little children, you love one another, man. Yeah, you didn't, you left this out. Did he change his message? Is he not the apostle of love? It is love.
That's
but
right.
Once love is turned down, you've chosen death.
Yeah. Yeah.
For God is love. Send him that is not unto death, he shall ask. Ask who? Ask the Father God.
Yes.
And he shall give him life to them for them that sin not unto death. How can you give life? Get on your knees for that person.
Amen.
And watch the Holy Spirit work.
Hallelujah.
Too many times we just go ahead and take that right in our own hands, don't we? Don't even pray about it. We'll just go let that brother, he's doing wrong. We need to let him know about that.
Sure.
How about you get on your knees first and make sure?
Amen.
Maybe the Holy Spirit
that's
go ahead
it.
And convict him before you even get there.
Yeah.
And the man will know that God spoke to him.
Amen.
Yeah. Unless you pray in unbelief and you realize you're just going through a religious act, do you understand that every religious act you do will never produce anything?
That's right.
Most people think, well, I'll do this, then I'll feel great. I'll do this, and then I'll overcome. I'll go get baptized, and that'll do it in. If you don't have faith in what you're doing by the Word, all the religious motions will do nothing.
Amen.
That's not the power of God. Faith
right.
is the power of God,
Amen.
And faith has one resting place. That's what the Word says.
Hallelujah.
If you repent, and you be baptized in Jesus Christ's name, and you believe the Word, God will remit your sins by giving you the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That is, thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You came in here sick tonight. There's a scripture for you. He is the Lord that heals all your infirmities. If you can accept that tonight, it will manifest in your life.
Hallelujah.
We got to get our minds out of the mind of Christ. Quit thinking that we've got some part to do in this. God doesn't need our reasoning.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't need our intellect. He doesn't need our prowess because I'm just a smart person.
Yeah.
I just got this figured out. I studied longer than so-and-so, so obviously I know what this is all about. It's the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And the mind of Christ will only take the word off the pages and speak it out of you.
Yes.
And the mind of Christ said through his apostle John, there is a sin unto death, and I cannot pray for it. Let's go through the scriptures here. Do you got a little time tonight?
Amen.
I'm going to be flipping fast and furious. But I want to show you. Let me make sure. Let me double check something real quick. I'm pretty sure. Yes, sir. Every single scripture I'm going to quote to you is all in the New Testament. All of it. So this bunch of bogus stuff that's been coming out as far as against the message that Brother Branham was bringing law into grace when he taught us to live decently as a Christian. You know, he was tainting grace because he was bringing a law to tell women to not look like the world. Are you kidding me?
Right.
We just read there, he that's begotten of God keeps himself unspotted
Amen.
From the world. He that's born of God sinneth not. What is that? Present tense. He cannot live in sin.
Right.
There's something in him. It just won't let him do it.
Right.
Hallelujah. John 3. This is St. John. Not 1 John. St. John. I'm going to flip around here a little bit. You stay with me. When I do want to go through every scripture, I want you to see it to know that this is what the Bible declares.
Right.
John 3, verse 19. Isn't it funny? What's the furthest scripture you ever hear anybody ever quote to? 16. No, we just cut it off right there, don't we? God's love the Lord. He's the one who got some to serve, believe, and shot everlasting life. Well, let's just go to 17 and keep reading here for a minute. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So what was God's intention for sending his Son? To save the world. But
right.
he knew that the only way for them to be saved was to receive the Son.
Right.
If they didn't, they wouldn't be saved.
Right.
Okay, that was what God wanted. The Bible says he was willing that all would repent. Isn't that right?
Right.
And they would all come to salvation. That's God's desire.
Right.
But man has his free moral agency.
That's right.
Which shows up here in the next few verses. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. How many believes tonight?
Amen.
All right, take the word and apply it. Quit getting condemned all the time.
Amen.
Live in the word.
Yes.
The word says if you believe the word, you're not condemned. We could just live in that realm. We wouldn't walk in here like this all the time.
Right.
She's cute.
Amen.
Can't do nothing for God, and guess what? You won't.
Right.
You won't. You'll just wallow in pity. You'll go try to pray for 12 hours and take your unbelief and keep putting it on the altar and wonder why the fire of God doesn't come down and consume it.
Amen.
God doesn't want your unbelief. That's not being humble. Being humble is saying, God, though my sins be as scarlet, you made them white as snow. I put my faith in you. Take this wicked thing off me.
Amen.
That's how you give God glory.
Amen.
Why do we bring unbelief to God so often? What do you think he's going to do with it? He wants it burned up and dead just like he did 2,000 years ago when he took care of every unbelief there ever was.
Amen.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. You know, when I roll my sleeves, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's just that when I get ready to fight, I don't want my sleeves in the way. That light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. God's not even mentioned in that scripture. Why? Because God has done his part. God has sent his son into the world. God has brought light that man wouldn't have to sit in darkness anymore. Even in the Old Testament, how they had the mighty move of God and Moses brought the glory. But remember, his glory was nothing in comparison to the glory that Jesus brought.
That's right.
And God brought, he brought it through John the Baptist, didn't he? And he said, my, he had a marvelous light. But this man totally overshadows him to where John says, I can't even tie his shoes.
Amen.
And that light has shined, and God did his part. He did salvation. Did any of you ask him to go do it? Did anyone tell God to make himself a body of flesh to come die on the cross? That was his desire and his plan. But man had to make a choice.
Right.
A man makes his choice. This is the condemnation. It's not adultery. It's not being a thief. It's not stealing and murder. That's not the condemnation. You make that the condemnation, I guess you ain't seeing David in heaven, are you?
That's right. There it is.
How many of you would think that a man, look, if we judge like we want to judge,
right,
David ain't making it.
That's right.
A man, after God's own heart, goes to show God knows your heart.
Amen.
Because none of us with our eyes would have seen that out of a man who took another man's wife when he already had hundreds.
Right.
Man is faithfully at battle for him.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
And after a little bit of lust for this woman, he takes her, sleeps with her, has a child by her, tries to frame the whole thing by bringing the man out of the army, getting him drunk because he won't sleep with his wife to cover it up so they just think it's his son. I know this is flat, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
Now, he's committed. They're getting drunk.
Yeah.
He's setting up. He's lying. He's creating false witness. He's committed adultery. He commits murder by sending the man with a letter in his own hand.
Right.
The man carried his own death sentence.
Right.
He was so faithful, he didn't even open it.
Right.
Your eye will be in heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
I want to shake his hand.
Yes,
brother Uriah, how I appreciate it. Uriah, the great Israelite,
the
Hittite.
That's right.
Show God knew where the promise would be. Hallelujah.
It'd
be in those Gentiles.
Yeah.
And not just any Gentiles. Laodicean Gentiles.
Amen.
Those that in the midst of the greatest darkness have turned down darkness and walked in light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we walk in the light,
yes,
as he's in the light, the blood's washing us clean.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm getting nowhere. Now verse 19. This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness. How many of you said, well, I know I do this, I know I do that and everything, but God knows my heart. Yes, he does. And he knows that if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
That's right.
God knows that.
Yes. Amen.
So your actions are speaking so loud, I can't hear your testimony back there.
Right.
If you love darkness, see, right, it's really the heart. It really is. When
that's
they
right
say that, they're absolutely right. Yeah. They just don't know the magnitude of that.
Right.
Whatever you desire is who you are.
Right.
And I'm not talking in the, you know, the heart is deceitfully wicked above everything. Oh, yeah, your flesh's affections will lead you astray every time.
Right.
I'm talking whatever's in the heart, the seed of predestination.
Yes.
It's either faith or doubt. Whatever's in there, that's the only thing God recognizes.
Amen. Right.
And
yes,
if that's unbelief, you will love the world.
Yes. Amen.
The light could come right in your face and it won't do nothing.
That's true.
Came to Judas himself.
Yes.
Walked right there, didn't
yes
he?
Yes.
Saw all the miracles, cast out devils, and right along with them under the same anointing, but he could not stop loving darkness. And there came a day, you might not believe this, but I don't think Jesus prayed for him anymore when he said it would have been better for that man to never have been born.
Yes.
But that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He that sleepeth of the seal against me, or he that supped with me with the seal against me. We'll get to that here in a minute. But what is the real condemnation? Because they love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. How is it important? Oh, God, help us to see this. If you have a heart that's tender, if you have a heart when the Lord comes and it cuts, but you don't run, you say, yes, Lord, you are the most blessed people on this planet. How hard is it to find someone
yes
that can just be tender to what the Word of God's got to say?
Yes.
And we'll let the devil
yes
just condemn us all over
yes
the place, right? Well, you did this, you did that, and yet every time you're repenting so many times, God says, 15 of them, I don't
yes
even know what you're talking about anymore.
Yes.
I already washed
yes
that thing clean because that wasn't a sin unto death. My
yes
blood washed that when I died for
yes
you.
Yes.
But men love darkness so much. What was it? It's all Satan's character. They have such a pride in how good they are.
Yeah.
Without God, they can't humble themselves
yeah
to accept the God, because the first thing they'll have to say is, I am all.
Right.
How many knows in the church age book, Brother Bram says the zeal that he's looking for in the Laodicean church
yes
is a zeal to say, a zeal.
Yes.
A zeal.
Yes.
That means you're fervent about it.
Yes.
That means you got a desire. You know, and the Bible says, be angry and sin not. I think that's what it means.
Amen.
Is when you do something wrong, you have no problems with saying, I'm wrong.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And it affects
yes
top to bottom.
Yes. Amen.
You find many ministers can't say they're wrong.
Right.
You find many deacons can't tell you they're wrong.
Right.
You find many people that, you know, they served the Lord so many years, so they can't be wrong no more. I'm sorry.
No.
If you're in the body of Christ, you are, and you're really in the body, you were saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
You're still saved by the grace
yes
of God. You'll always be saved by the grace of God. And the only reason you should be serving God is because you love Him.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Otherwise, this might be a little flat to you. You might as well go ahead and stop.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
What good was me to have a wife that didn't love me? She cooked my clothes. Cooked my food, ironed my clothes, put my shoes out for me, do everything in the world. What would that mean to me if I knew in her heart, I could tell she didn't love me?
Right.
I might as well just go build a robot that can do all those things for me. That's what man's trying to do. He's trying
right
to get a life just the way he likes it. And what happens? You get guys like Robin Williams who have everything they should have, and they're
yes
they're dealing with depression.
Right.
Yep. Hell is never filled.
No.
That's
true.
I'm going to leave that alone for a little bit, but let's keep going through the scriptures here. Romans 1. I'm going to go a few different places, but we're going to come back and forth here. Romans 1, let's get moving on. I'm in Acts, sorry. Romans 1. Verse 24, speaking, actually, we need to go back. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like of corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. God knows what's in your heart.
Right.
to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their own lust one to another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And I could go on. But what is this? A group that had committed a sin to death.
Yes.
See, God knows your heart. He knows how many opportunities you have. He knows when it's the last opportunity you will have to receive the grace of God. And if you turn that down, you have proven to him that you don't want anything to do with him. And God is a perfect gentleman, and God will supply your needs, whatever you desire. If you want sin, he'll let you have it. He won't give it to you himself, but he'll send you over to the devil so you can have it and give you over to a reprobate mind because it's the lust of your heart, and God knows it.
That's right.
And once that's happened, there's nothing to be done. What were these people doing? Professing themselves to be wise, taking the word of God and twisting it.
Right.
And what did he say you did? Instead of serving the Creator, you will serve the creature.
Right.
That could be a man, too.
That's right.
Any man that will do that is not a servant of the Lord. That's right there. Thus saith the Lord. If a man points you to himself, he is not of God.
That's amen.
Brother Branham didn't point you to himself. No. Jesus in the flesh did not point to himself.
No.
That's right.
Let's go on a little bit more here. John, go back to John for a minute. John chapter 8. We've got a few more in John. John chapter 8, verse 41. Do the deeds of your father. This is the Pharisees speaking. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Why? I'm going to tell you right now, this God is not figuring out who's saved and who's not. God's not figuring out who's his children and who ain't. God's not figuring out who's part of the bride and who's not. Men are only manifesting what God has known before the foundation of the world. And God could see through Jesus Christ. He looked right at these men and knew where they came from.
Yes.
People say the devil can't have any children. How in the world can you say that in the face of what Jesus just said there?
Right.
Yes. True. You are your father, the devil. I don't think he was being hypothetical there. Mm-hmm. If he was, are we really the children of God? Or is that just a nice catchphrase too? You're going to accept one, you got to accept the other. That comes out of, let me find real quick, 1 John, just listen to this. 1 John 3:10, and this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil.
Right.
So to accept one, we accept the other. And how many accepts yourself as a son of God, as a daughter of God, predestinated before the foundation of the world to be taken back out of the world where you weren't originally from and be adopted back as a son of God? Well, the same thing happens to the children of the devil.
Right.
And what will they do? Will they all commit adultery? We're talking about a sin that's unto death.
Right.
Many people do that, don't they? They could have pointed at Jesus and came up with stuff. I love this. I heard this from Brother Craig one time. He said he was a little child, and he asked his dad, he said, did Jesus get any spankings? I thought that was pretty dumb. You know what that answer? This is the best answer I ever heard in my life. He said, well, every parent makes mistakes.
It's true.
He probably did get one, probably because Joseph got mad one day.
That's true.
Your child ever got a spanking because you got mad one day?
Amen.
Anywho, this virgin-born son of God didn't commit any sin his whole life. What does the children of the devil do? Sure, those things are attributes of sin. Stealing and lying and cheating and things of that sort. Those are attributes of sins. And even as Christians, if you do those things, and this might rub the wrong way, but that's not going to mean you're saved or lost. It doesn't have anything to do with it. But you will reap for it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. And that's the right. How many's learned that the hard way?
Yeah.
It's just better to go ahead and do what the Word said.
Amen.
Because it's going to be better anyhow.
Amen.
But what is the sin that these men did? What was it? What did Jesus keep alluding to? Did he tell them, it's because you do this or because you do that? He said, you're doing the lust of your father, first because you're his children.
Right.
But what's the problem? Your father is the father of lies.
Yeah.
And I'm of the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you my word, and you're disbelieving it.
Right. There it is.
And when a man disbelieves God's word for the last time. Now look, you and me might not know. Now, there is a time. I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. We might not know if somebody truly understands what we're saying.
That's true. Yeah.
But these men were full aware of what he was saying.
Right.
How? He knows it more than a lot of theologians do. When Jesus said he was the Son of God, they knew he was making himself equal with God.
Right.
And they would not receive that.
Right.
And the second they did, they chose to steal themselves out of the kingdom of God. The sin unto death, we call it blasphemy in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
When you call God the devil.
Right.
Here's the wonderful thing about that. Many men have done that with their lips, but not with their heart.
Amen. Yep. That's good.
How?
It's true.
Paul himself said,
yes.
I was a blasphemer.
Yes.
But I did it in ignorance.
Yes. Yes. Amen. That's good.
God.
Hallelujah.
God knows your heart.
Yes.
And if it comes out of your heart like it did these Pharisees, they were done.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
But many of us in our ignorance or stuff, you might even heard the message, well, I don't know about that. You know, I followed a man before some other way and been a little cautious this way or that way. But then you just couldn't do it.
Right.
Something on the inside said, but it's nothing but the truth.
Right. Amen.
If you're fighting with blasphemy and you accepted this word, I'm sorry. You didn't do it.
Amen. Yes.
My God doesn't lie.
Amen.
What was their sin? Turn to John 12. He says it again. They never get away from this. Jesus doesn't. The disciples don't. This is the sin that is unto death. John 12, 36. While ye have light, believe in the light that ye may be the children of light. What made them the children of light? They believe the word.
Yes.
Amen. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not in him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe. They couldn't do it. Why? They were always. Even when they tried to fake it, they tried to walk in it, they tried to pretend. Judas tried his hardest to be a Christian. He just couldn't do it.
Amen.
Why? Because in his heart, he never believed it.
Amen.
How could that be? Though Jesus had done so many miracles before him, yet they could not believe. How discouraged we get at times when we testify, isn't it?
Yeah.
That God heals right on the spot. God does this miracle we ask for right on the spot. God does what we pray for. And they say it. And we say, why can't they receive it? We'll go, oh, I must have done this wrong. I must have done that wrong. If they're not predestinated to it,
amen,
there's nothing can be done.
Amen. That's it.
There's plenty of sinners who have seen more than I have.
Yes.
There's plenty of unbelievers who have probably had visions and things. You say, oh, is that possible? Balaam did.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. Just because you work in the supernatural, don't you make that a measuring stick around here either.
No.
Just because you can work in the supernatural doesn't mean you're of God.
Amen.
But if you can't work in the supernatural at all, kind of, God's still supernatural.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but right. I believe the supernatural follows the just and the unjust.
Amen.
It still follows the just.
Amen.
No supernatural is what's supposed to follow the unjust that don't even have enough faith to do anything.
Right.
All right. Amen. People get that way. You know, we've talked about it many times. Oh, they're just, you know, they're getting emotional and things. Well, praise God, at least they're doing something.
Amen.
If you're just laying there dead, you're not serving God, right?
Right.
If you can't express love to God, it's just like your wife can't express love to you. Oh, I love you in my heart. Well, let it come out one time.
Amen. That's good.
Brother Bram says this in the third seal. He had been back there and doing his mediatorial work, for he was bleeding for the people, interceding for the people until the last soul that was put in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world come in. There's just going to be so many of them there, and that's it. That's all. The others, listen, won't even want to come in. They have no desire to come in. See, coming to a message church doesn't mean you come in.
Right.
Saying Brother Bram's a prophet and I believe in serpent seed and I believe in baptism in Jesus' name and stuff, that doesn't mean you've come in yet.
Right.
And people are committing the sin to them all around us.
Yeah.
Let me quote a few more scriptures. Just listen closely. I don't want to be here too much longer. Listen to this. It'll be on tape in case you don't get them down. 2 Peter 2:11, 13. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Not God doing this at all, they're doing it to themselves. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. See, we take that. Before I got to that point, I'm sure I imagine too, you think of what Hamas does and what's going on, all this evil out there, but that creeps right in the field.
Amen. Yes, it does.
And that's bad enough when that creeps right up behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
That's when you got real trouble.
Amen. That's true.
Jude 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. There's not bring against him a railing accusation, but said the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. We always want to go and find these people that have served in the message for, or so-called, for 20 years, and then turn their backs and it's all wrong. We're going to go chase after them and explain why it's right. They don't know.
No.
They don't get it. They've never seen what you've seen, or they wouldn't have done what they did. They've committed a sin to death.
Amen.
And this is my, I'm going to quote what John said. I cannot pray for that.
That's it. Amen.
And I won't waste mine.
Amen.
If you don't want it, and you know all about it, and you can quote it better than I can,
that's it.
You don't want it, there's the door, buddy. Sorry, but you're heading to perdition.
Yes. Amen.
And there's nothing to be done.
That's
you're of
right.
your father, the devil, and his lust.
Amen.
And they think, oh, no, I'll still be a Christian. I'll still do this. And one by one, all, remember we talked about even such as they thought they have, it'll be taken away.
Yes.
Their women will give over to uncleanness. Then you all of a sudden, they wake up one day and they realize they're doing the denominations the same. What in the world have we done? But it's too late.
Amen. Yeah. That's it.
Amen.
Parents might hold on a little bit, but watch their children.
Right.
I've seen it just, used to be a message family. Daughter's out there in a bikini doing a backflip right there on the beach. Used to be in the message. You kidding me?
Right.
You're going to tell me that there's redemption for that? No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Tough thing to do, but it's the word. We might as well go ahead and eat it down. If you want to be one with the word, you have to accept this too.
That's right. Amen.
I've heard people say that. It doesn't matter what men do. You know, I'm sorry. You can't pray for everyone.
No.
And it's a tough thing to say, but that's what the word says.
Amen.
It's true.
Let me keep reading. There's 2:10. But these things speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts. That's all they are.
Right?
Yes.
In those things, they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. How many think there was any redemption for Cain when he turned his back and said, I don't want this anymore?
No.
If he would have done Seth any good to get down to pray for him,
no.
It was too late.
That's right.
What was it? It wasn't because he had even killed his brother. He could have repented for that.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
He could have just done what his brother did. He would have been fine.
Right.
But there was something in him. He could not believe it.
Right.
People don't really. You've got to treat them like brute beasts. That's really what it is when they do this. They don't understand anything.
That's
because
right.
A man that understands what hell is all about will not choose it on purpose.
Amen.
That's right.
he has to be deceived.
That's it.
Because it's so unimaginably terrible. There's no comprehension for it. We think we've had bad times. You know, when you watch people that commit suicide and things, they think they had a bad time. Hold on. Maybe not where they woke up. They realized I had a pretty good, or I thought I was depressed.
Right.
Yeah. Don't let depression come in your Christian life. Look, we are so blessed. Quit letting the devil tell you what to look at. Look what the word says. You're breathing today.
Yes.
You got good health today. Yes. You got a desire to serve God. You're the greatest, most blessed people in the world. Not time to be depressed. It's time to kick the devil out of our lives.
Hallelujah.
And praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, a bunch of them, for they've gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsayings of Korah. Do you think when the earth swallowed up and killed Korah, it was time to get down and pray for him?
No.
It was over. Say, Brother Andrew, how are you able to say this? Did Brother Bram say this? My goodness, have you ever looked at souls that are in prison?
That is it. Yes.
Now, I understand that that day for the whole world has, I trust, hasn't come yet.
Right.
But individuals have that day every day.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I believe you have to bless from the Holy Ghost to go to heaven.
Right.
You have to sin the sin unto death, or you wouldn't die.
Right.
Do you hear me? Now, you have to eventually take the word and reject it.
Yes.
Right. That's true.
The word's not a doctrine, God.
No.
People don't do that. It's Him.
Amen.
Right. That's exactly right. And when you turn Him down, it's done.
Right.
Right.
Not because God wants it to. There's just no other way to go.
That's it.
You let Christ, you push Christ out of your life. You take the word and push it out. Okay, go ahead. Try anything you want to. You'll not make it.
Amen.
Right.
Just as much as the day of Noah, you didn't get in the ark. I'm sorry. You didn't live through the flood.
Right.
You
right.
died and perished.
Right. Amen.
Do you think there was any time for Noah to get down and pray after after God had closed the door?
Right.
It was done. When Jesus went down to hell and preached to the souls down there, you think he was able to pray for them? It was over.
That's right.
And we're at the end here. And we'll see more and more. We'll see. It's droves are going to be there.
That's right.
Yes.
Where? As they feast with you.
Yes.
Now, don't walk around and say, oh, yeah.
No.
You might want to go and look in here.
No.
Sure.
That's right.
Because this is not something a Christian desires. It's something that just happens.
Yes.
God never desired anything.
No.
If you desire to see someone burn in hell, there's something, you don't have the experience of God yet.
Amen.
You go back and get it.
That's true.
If Cain could have received it, I would want him to.
Amen.
What did he do that's any worse than what David did?
That's true.
That's right.
What was the difference? David believed God's word. And he repented when Nathan came and said, you're the man. He said, then I've sinned. Let the Lord do to me as he pleases. Cain had to wait and hear his judgment and then say, it's too bad. I don't want that.
Right.
David said, whatever. I'll take it. Didn't
he?
And God had mercy on him. He says, God's forgiven you and you won't die.
Amen.
Let me read a few scriptures. Listen closely. It's Matthew 12. This is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. 12:31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy, you hear now, shall be forgiven. But what's the kind that can't? Not just blasphemy, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall never be forgiven.
Yes.
Amen.
And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man shall be forgiven. Jesus himself, knowing him as a man, they might say it against you as a man.
Right.
They can be forgiven for that. But if the Holy Ghost comes and manifests himself through you and they turn that down,
yes.
Shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Mark 3 talks about it again. Let me read that quick. Verily I say unto you, it's 3:28. All sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith whosoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost shall have never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation.
Amen.
This happened to Paul one time. You didn't know this was turned there. I want you to show you. It still happens. Acts 13. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
People talk about the third pole, and my, it is glorious. The Word manifesting itself, the Word revealing who He is, that's all glorious. But there's a part that goes with that, preaching to those that don't have a chance.
Right.
You can't pick the one you like and think you don't have anything to do with the one you don't like. It all comes together. There's only one way to do it, to get out of your mind.
Yes.
To get out of your flesh and get into the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Or else you'll go the wrong way every time.
Help Yes, Lord.
You'll call the thing that you think's wrong, you'll call it right.
Right.
Because you'll judge, oh, that man is so faithful, it does this and that, but it's hard to be deceitful and wicked.
Right.
But it takes the Spirit of God to know the difference.
Yes, help us, Lord.
Here's Paul. Acts 13, verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Okay, so here's a man. Now, make sure you understand the situation. First, Paul is sent by the Holy Ghost. He wasn't going by his own will. He was sent by the Holy Ghost to go where he was supposed to go. And they actually fasted and prayed before that.
Oh, my.
God forbid we fast and pray sometimes about decisions. But they did, and the Holy Ghost told them where to go.
Right.
And they went there, and they find a man, the deputy, Sergius Paulus, and he desires to hear the word of God. Verse 8, but Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Okay? Then Saul, which is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. And he, oh, you only can preach sin kind of haphazard. Don't even think that. Oh, if he actually calls out what's really going on, oh, no, he can't do that. Sorry, what are you going to do with Paul here?
Right.
He looked right at a man and said, what I'm about to tell you. He said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon me, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season, and immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. That's real apostolic doctrine.
Amen.
What created this situation? Here's a man that desires to hear the word of God. God knows that that's his son standing there.
Right.
The deputy, Sergius Paulus. And here's a sorcerer that comes along with him. Look, he perverted the right ways of the Lord.
Right.
Yep. Which means he probably brought some scripture with him.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably brought some really powerful quotes.
Yeah.
I'm bringing it right home. It still happens.
Yeah.
Amen.
You want me to bring the book of why Return Ministry is going to happen? It's about 300 pages long. You can read right through it.
Right.
It takes you 300 pages to figure out your doctrine. You can't tell it's wrong.
Right.
God's revealing simplicity.
Yes.
Not a college education.
Amen.
That's about how long it takes to study that thing through the way they've gotten it. But here's a man that wants to hear the word of God. Here comes a man to resist him, and he's perverting from the wrong, from the faith, from the word. You think God just sat back and said, well, that'll be all right. No, he's told his servant, put your eyes on
him. Yes.
Tell you, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was coming to do this. Put his eyes on him, the child of the devil. That big Paul turned around and prayed for that man again. I saw it. Called it. He was able to discern who he was. Was this an everyday occurrence? No.
Right.
But I'll tell you this, and this is for all Christian soldiers. If you're out there filled with the Holy Ghost, spreading the word of God, and somebody tries to pervert the right ways of the Lord, it's not time to coat it over and say,
uh-huh.
Oh, we all really believe the same.
No.
Just stand on the word.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
And I pray God didn't lead you to do what had to be done here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
You think Peter went to church and said, oh yeah, let's get two people dead today.
No.
That's what most people think it's like.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's why Brother Rand said a gift is not getting a sword and just chopping with it.
Right.
It's getting yourself out of the way.
Amen.
You
know,
amen.
Peter doing what he was called to do, he stood there and the Holy Ghost discerned the situation. Why? Because they had committed a sin. Yeah. You think that, or what's the name? I just forgot. Ananias and Sapphira. To us, we think, oh, they just made a little lie. sorry, God knew their heart.
Amen.
They didn't believe the word. They had turned it down. They had watched the miracle right before them. They had blasphemed the Holy Ghost and lied right to his face.
Yes. Amen.
And another man could have looked like to you and I, he's doing the same thing. But God knows his heart.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it comes down to what God knows, not what you and I think we can figure out.
Amen. That's right.
You think I'm able to have confidence in what I can look and discern and things like that? Do you think that's how I dictate even a service here?
No,
no sir. That would flow and fail, and it would every time, and
Amen.
It has every time.
Yes.
Every time I get an impression of what things are, you go and looking into what it really is, and it's never right. It's only when the Holy Ghost says it.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost takes over, that's when it's never wrong.
Yeah.
Brother Branham's asked this question. I'm gonna wrap up here in a minute. Question answers 2, 1964. Brother Branham, what did Jesus mean in Matthew 12, verse 32, when Jesus said, "Whosoever speaketh a word against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come"? Please explain these verses of Scripture for me. Thank you. And it's got a name here. He's a minister. All right. Brother, you're a theologian. I'm not. But I'd like to say this, that Jesus said, "Whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him." In other words, to put it with the rest of the Scripture, all manner of sin shall be forgiven men, but blasphemy the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven to men. Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is to make fun of,
right,
talk about, ridicule, do something like that, is when you cross the line between right and wrong. For instance, what if the Holy Spirit would come down here and discern like it does? And what if that would be the Holy Ghost and you didn't believe it was? And you went out and made fun of it and talked about it. I don't care what you ever do, you're finished. And you cannot do it. That proves right there that you're not of God, because the seed of God remains in the man and he cannot sin. And what is sin? Unbelief.
Right.
When he sees the word made manifest, he'll believe it.
Amen.
That's right. See, there's only one sin. Only one sin that can kill you, church. There's only one. So when you make mistakes, that's why Brother Branham said it time and time again, your mistakes and those things have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with salvation. All it will do is give you victory or not in your day-to-day life. But I'm sorry, if you're in Christ, you're in.
Amen.
You can't get out.
That's right.
Amen.
If you've received the Holy Ghost, you're sealed until we're redeemed.
Amen.
The day of redemption. There's only one sin, only one sin. How many knows that? That's unbelief. That's right. Committing adultery is not a sin. Can we apply this word to our lives and our thinking and how we treat people? If they haven't committed the unpardonable sin, there's still a chance.
Amen.
And yet we'll waste time with people who have.
Amen.
We'll waste our efforts in debating with people that have already turned away from the truth. And when there's plenty of souls out there, Jesus said, the fields are ripe for harvest.
Amen.
And we just go running after a thorn. I don't need a thorn. I don't need a thistle. I'm looking for the seed of God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Committing adultery is not a sin. Smoking cigarettes, telling lies, swearing, that's not sin. That's attributes of unbelief. You do it because you're not a believer. That's right. See, there's only one sin, and that's unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already.
Yes.
No matter what he does or nothing, he's condemned to start with.
Right.
All right. Last quote here tonight. We'll wrap this up. But it wasn't so from the beginning, 1961. Just think of what it would be if you sinned away your day of grace and you never no more. You could blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you know. Now, you go ahead and put that together real quick. We think, oh my, I made this mistake. I've sinned away my day of grace. That's not the sin of today.
Right.
Can we take that home today?
Yes.
I'm sorry, too many Christians don't apply that to their lives.
Right.
They think, oh, I did this. You know, if God comes today, I'm done. I'm sorry.
No.
The rapture's not a date that God just mathematically figured out.
No.
You want to know when the rapture is? When the last one,
yes,
predestinated of God,
yes,
comes in.
Amen.
Let me explain it this way. Doctor told you when you were supposed to be born. Or told your mother, rather than the father, when you were supposed to be born. Most of us, that wasn't the right day.
Uh-uh.
Why wasn't that our birthday? It was mathematically calculated. It was worked out by the scientists. That's our birthday, right? what they'll say come forth of God is no good. God knows the real birth.
Amen.
And you know how we figure that out? We're born.
Amen.
Look how simple. When's the date of the rapture? You want to know when it'll be? When we leave.
Amen.
And Jesus already told us, no man knows the day or the year or any of that.
Yes.
That's right. Just think of it, what it would be if you send away your day of grace and you never know more. You can blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you know. Speak one word against it. No matter how much you cried or prayed, it would never be forgiven you. Wouldn't you hate to be in that condition? No love in your heart? That's what happens. Knowing that you never have received Christ, you've never been born of the Spirit, that Holy Spirit that come on the day of Pentecost. You say, I belong to church. Brother, that's no more than belonging to a lodge. You could belong to a lodge the same way and live a good, clean life. And I'm not against church, joining the church. That's all right. So far, so good. But that's not what I'm speaking of tonight. My message is back to the beginning. And if you haven't had that experience that made you act and do like they did at the beginning, then please, my brother and sister, raise your hands to Christ and say, remember me, Christ. Give me that experience. There's only one sin to die, but there's only one thing that can happen to you to keep you from doing it. That's to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost will come in this word of this hour.
Amen.
Absolutely. Let me read this as it finished. Not knowing his word, but knowing him. Know him that's in the word. That's right. Knowing him, the life that's in the word. Not just knowing about the word, not just knowing the letter, but knowing him is life. Let me keep reading this. 1 Corinthians 19:62. Now they stood there and said, this man's Beelzebub. He's a fortune teller. He sees those things. He's a fortune teller. Jesus turned and said, knowing. Now listen to this. Now wait. They never said that out loud. They thought that in their heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they were condemned.
Yeah.
Because it was in their heart.
Yeah.
Right.
And God knows your heart.
Amen.
There might have been others, and I hope this is okay, that might have said, you know what? You know, those Pharisees, whatever some of their names were, that sounds pretty good. You know, that's what they did in their heart. And later when they heard the truth, they received it.
Right.
I believe that. I don't think Jesus' ministry was a complete waste. I think where he went, there were souls there to be had.
Right. Yep.
Some of you walked in delusion too for a while, but aren't you great? The Holy Spirit came and showed you right.
Amen.
Because even what you spoke with your lips, if it wasn't in your heart, God knows.
Right.
How do I know that, brother? Did you receive the Holy Ghost? And you didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost yet. Because he couldn't come in where he's been blasphemed.
Amen.
Amen. Now wait, they never said that out loud. They thought that in their heart. And he knew their thoughts. Does the Bible say that? St. Luke, yeah. He knew their thoughts. See, they thought he was reading their mind, perceived their thoughts. He said, you speak a word against me, I'll forgive you for it. But otherwise, someday the Holy Spirit's going to come and do this same thing. And you speak one word against it, you speak against that, it'll never be forgiven you. In this world, neither in the world to come. You want to know the real reason God hates that so much? You know, you come make fun of me, that's one thing. You pick on me, all right, you know. But you better not do that to my child.
Right. Good.
It's that when the Holy Ghost has come. He said the Holy Ghost. Now remember, he had the Holy Ghost, but he said the Holy Ghost hasn't come yet because he wasn't talking about him.
Right.
He was talking about his children.
Right.
Yes.
When I come in my children, oh, don't you touch them.
Right.
Don't you speak against them. That won't be forgiven.
Right.
And we think, oh my, I'm just this and I'm just no good and stuff. If you were the one predestinated, called out from all this world, as we said, have a tender heart to the things of God. You believe it with all your heart. You're the predestinated of God.
Amen.
That's the evidence. It's not, well, I only pray this much. That doesn't have anything to do with that. It doesn't.
Amen.
But I think we ought to just give heed to these things that we've heard. I think we're letting them sleep too much.
Right.
I think that's why we don't pray, because we don't think we're going to get hurt from God. Then we read that last week. And if we know that he hears us,
right,
then we know we're going to get anything we ask. So we would ask for a lot more than what we do.
Yeah.
And if you're a Christian, it won't be asking for, you know, a brand new house and a Cadillac. It'll be, as we said earlier, save that soul. Heal that man or that woman of cancer. Turn them back to God. Move on to see and comfort that family that's off the level. See, that's not, That's not just a haphazard thing. That's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Let's sing together tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's all I need, that 315C. I think you all know that one. Hallelujah. Take a moment and bow our heads before Him. And I'm just going to give a little period here for you to just stand before Him. Don't worry about anything else. Let's get out. We're changing the order of the service. The word's come. Now it's time for the individual. You as the individual to receive the word that was brought to you.
Yes.
Why do we close our eyes when we pray? Just to not think about anything else, to think about Him. To bow our heads together. Christian friend, as I look around and believe every one of you have a desire to serve God, I have a hard time believing anybody in here has committed a sin unto death yet. And I also don't believe in my heart that you're going to do that. But I'm here. If you haven't had the assurance, if there's something still that maybe one day you could, that's not the life to live. That's bondage. Christ died that we don't have to live that way anymore. Christ sent us a message that we don't have to guess what we believe or who we believe or what's right or wrong. We know in whom we have to believe. Amen. If you're a Christian, you've dealt with doubt. You've dealt with fear and torment and confusion. You've listened to the devil's lies and you're tired of it. Would you lift your hands to the Lord and say, Father, now you say it from your heart. Remember, He knows your heart.
Amen.
Some might say it with your lips, might say, but He knows your heart. Express that to Him. Express what's really in there. Don't be a hypocrite. What's a hypocrite? He speaks something that's not in his heart. Speak what's in your heart. Now, God, I'm tired of being like that. I don't want to do that. You know my heart, but I can't do anything unless you quicken my heart. Unless you quicken your life in me, I'm going to go into bondage again. I'm going to keep doing this. But He is more than able to supply your needs right here, right now. Don't you leave here doubting. Don't you leave here discouraged. Claim your God-given rights, child of God. That's all He needs from you. Don't let the devil tell you He's waiting for you to do anything else. If you've done something wrong, He's waiting on one thing, for you to say, I am wrong, and believe His blood atones for you. That's all He's waiting on. How do I know, brother, the Holy Ghost comes? It's not a feeling, it's not an emotion, but He's in there. And you know it. You just know His presence is with you. Is it a certain sensation? It might not be. I don't want you to base it on that. It very well could. The only thing you need to know is Him. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sis. Hands all over this place. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. This is the condemnation, that men love darkness more than light. You're not in that group tonight. I'm telling you that as a servant of the Lord, I know the light of God is here now, and you are trying to receive it. Some of you are just having a hard time believing it's for you. I'm here to tell you as God's servant, it's for you. Well, I did this. I made this mistake. I've done this for weeks on end. I thought I was serving God, and I just keep making this. That's not anything to do with it. Do you believe this word? Then accept it for yourself. Confess that you are the Word made flesh in this day, that you are a child of God, and you were baptized with the Holy Ghost back when your life changed from sin unto life. Not these little slip-ups, not these little mistakes you made, but when your entire heart's desire was changed. And you desired the things of God. Praise Him now. That's deliverance right there in the camp. That is the Holy Ghost taking it away. Believe it for yourself. Let that doubt go. Don't bring your unbelief to the table. Bring your faith. Bring your belief that it's over. And I'm not going to hold this on. I'm not going to keep this complex. I'm not going to have to think like this. I'm not going to have to deal with this. God is my deliverer, and I claim Him now. It's time for evening time faith that just takes this word and believes it. And if we're still dilly-dallying around and disbelieving in things and having a hard time, just even seeing ourselves as Christians, where are we going to get? We're going to be walking around Caden's land too long. It's time to go in and possess it. Hallelujah. God bless each one. I mean it with all my heart. God bless you. He is.
Yes.
He bless you with his presence.
Yes.
Accept his deliverance. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let that thing go. You don't have it no more. Confess everything contrary to what the devil's saying. Confess what the word has said.
Hallelujah.
Praise his glorious name. Praise his glorious name. Hallelujah. Jesus said, true worshipers worship me in spirit and in truth. Don't reason with God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship with all your heart. Yield to what he wants you to do. You say, I'm tired. I'm ready to go. This ain't the time to be feeling that. That's a legion of devils trying to keep you from victory tonight. You get past that. Hallelujah. We ain't no hurry. I ain't preached too long. It's only 8:20. We got time tonight to worship God for what he's done. He stepped out of all eternity to spend time with you today. He deserves preeminence. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for being here tonight, Lord. You're the mighty conqueror, the great deliverer. You're worthy, Father. I worship, Father. I worship you, Lord. I lift you up, Father. Oh, glory to God. I love you, Lord. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Oh, my. It's so great to be in his presence. I could just blow that wall right out of here right now. There's so much faith in this building. You're believing the word. I'm telling you that. Don't let it go now. Get over that hump until it's sealed in your life to where you know it's for you.
Yeah.
Don't stop short. Don't say, well, I'm just going to feel good and let it go. You get over until it's settled. How? With your faith that he put in you. He's got confidence in you tonight. If God came into you and showed you this truth, he's got confidence you're going to apply it. Why don't you go ahead and do that tonight then? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's all. Take it now. His name, the way you worship Him. He's all over you, children. Little children, you're of God. And you've already overcome them. The greater is He that's in you. He that's in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's sing this last verse. Just like that, in that same worship, I will worship Him. I will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing it to
God. I will worship Him.
Atmosphere here, just stay here. The Holy Spirit wants you to know it's just for you and Him. I like to share what God does so you know that it's the truth. And it happens right before your eyes, and sometimes you might not notice it. The Holy Spirit just walked here and walked right to my brother, right here in this room. Brother Ken, right here as he's praying.
Yeah.
He's here. He's here. Blessed are you. Even when you don't see Him, if you'll believe it.
Yeah.
Well, if this made that clear, if you ever looked at blaspheming the Holy Ghost and how can someone be sealed out, I hope tonight made that clear to you.
Yeah.
I hope more than anything it made it clear to you that you're not that person.
Yeah.
That you've been sealed on the other side.
Yeah.
And that should give us something to praise Him for.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God, because without Him we would have made the wrong choice.
Yes.
But before I could make the choice, He made it for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Christ made the choice to die for the Lord. He chose for me that I choose Him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. I died.
Yeah.
I didn't get to choose
Amen.
That. He chose it for me.
Amen.
I rose in it.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get to choose that. He chose it for me. I can't be lost because of what He did.
Amen.
How do I know? Because what we can do now. Because there's something in me that chooses the Word.
Amen.
There's something in me that believes the Word. That proves.
Yes.
If we love Him, it proves He first loved us.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I just want to leave you here. I'm going to let Daddy go ahead and sing and praise the Lord. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, I can just worship and praise Him. And I will one day, just forever.
Amen.
Most people might not like that. That's all I want to do.
Amen.
You know, I go to work, I just want to worship the Lord. I go home, I don't want to do anything else.
Amen.
We have to go through our life and get this done. Aren't you glad one day, very soon,
yeah,
we won't have to do that?
Yes.
Christian, don't be discouraged. Brother Brandon talked about what was most people's spirit that they had that was wrong. They're nervous.
Right.
They're all worked up. Why? Living the devil's lie.
Right.
He'll get you all worked up. You stay over here where it's all settled before. before it's done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stay here and worship Him as long as you feel tonight. Stay until you're content. Is that all right?
Yes.
If you feel delivered, we're not here. They tarried for the Holy Ghost. But when it came.
Amen.
And they went because they got it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We'll get on that devil's little bell around. Oh, Lord. Oh, not delivered. Not delivered. No, if you get delivered, take it and go home with it.
That's right.
Amen.
It's not how long you pray. It's not how it's how you believe.
Amen.
Right. And when it comes, brother, it's here.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I don't mean to keep preaching, but I just love you.
Amen.
And let me tell you this. I know how much He loves you.
Amen.
Wasn't that right Sunday? How many times? Oh, my. He just poured it on and on and on. Dude. Well, God bless you. I think it's been good to be in His house.
Amen.
Those that came forward, those that left in prayer, God gives you what you desire.
Yes.
Believe it now.
Yes.
I'm going to let you be dismissed. If you need to get going, remember, those are going to stay in worship and praise, so let's be respectful. And you might go to the restroom and things, that's fine, but I want you to walk outside, not in the sanctuary. So God bless you, saints. We appreciate you. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind. Until I see you again, God bless you.